about what you're doing. And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half-truths to me. They give us wives, they feed us lies. Now what are we doing? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till it's
the Radio Adventure.
Rick Adams is on.
Welcome, 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 everyone, men and women and children of all ages. Here we are tonight, Monday night edition of our program once again. And, well, of course, as usual, there is no void of things that have to be talked about. You know, we know that this world is not going to be here much longer. I think we know this world system is not meant to be here much longer. And we know that the way it's being run by Satan and his children and his, lemmings, so to speak, who are complicit in the evils of which I speak, that time is running out. As one preacher used to say, you know, he used to be on the radio where I worked, and he would say, time is running out, you know, and he would tell people to get prepared and get prepared to meet the Lord. And, you know, the day of the Lord will come. The day of the Lord will come. In the meantime, the day of Satan's reign is coming to an end. So we need not be sorrowful or tearful or frightened. That is, we who are on the Lord's side need not be frightened or terrified or upset or angry in any way with what is taking place. It is all pre-scripted, you know. It's all pre-planned. It's being laid out and now executed before our very eyes like a play, like a theatrical production, a staged event, in a similar fashion as the Sandy Hook alleged massacre has played out. And it was the staging ground for the new drive, the new Pearl Harbor attack on Americans' Second Amendment. So all of this is all scripted, friends. It must come to pass. It must take place. And that's why I want you to understand that, what's going on in this world system today is, yes, it is of concern to most of us, but it is not something that we should be concerned about, that we should not worry about. And what I want to do right now is bring up Dr. K. I believe he's on the line, and he has some dynamite for us tonight to talk about just as we broach the program, and I want to bring him up before the break. Hello, Dr. K.
Hello, how are you doing, Mr. Adams?
Fine. I was laying the groundwork for you.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, this is a fake event, just like the Gulf of Tonkin. Now, the Gulf of Tonkin is very real. It didn't happen, but the consequences were real, and we lost 100,000 kids either dead or completely dead in their brain, or maybe another 400,000 dead in the brain, you know, psychologically. And then the Kuwaiti incubator, which Jewry and its collaborators did through their PR agencies. So they did that fake thing. And remember, they demonized those Iraqis so much that when they were trying to escape and they had a caravan of thousands of cars or trucks, whatever it was, and the United States, fighters were given the order to eliminate all those people. While they were running away from battle, they killed, I think, every single individual, blew them to shreds with napalm.
Yeah.
It's real, people.
It reminds us of what they've done in World War One and Two all over again. Yeah. We'll come right back, folks, with Dr. K just on the hook right here.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, Independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Yes, we're back now to begin the program, and Dr. K has just chimed in with us tonight. And Dr. K, I know you have some dynamite every day. This Sandy Hook massacre and its consequences is definitely growing.
Well, we're in this to help our Creator with our bound duty, you know, on planet Earth as His agents or representatives. And one of the things, as a physician as well, and a reader of Scripture as you are, I don't want to see any unnecessary killing or harm or displacement, people losing their homes, their wealth, injury, depleted uranium, bombing and killing and maiming, slaughtering children, raping women. These are all man-made acts that are preventable. If the human being, if we just could bond together and fight back. NoDisInfo.com is fighting against tyranny, fighting against the threat of world Jewry to induce neutered state for the American people, to completely emasculate them so they can slaughter more. They've already slaughtered since 9/11. Is it 2 million? 2 million? Is it 1.5 million? Is it 3? Is it 4? Is it 400,000?
Pretty hard to keep up with the numbers, isn't it?
Yeah, you can't count them.
No.
This is the guise, as you say, the cause de belli for the inducement to more war and more tyrannical acts. So No Disinfo is fighting against that by exposing the criminal cabal. Now here's what's happened. When we exposed the Sotos, particularly, the Hochsprungs When we exposed Erica Lafferty for laughing in glee while she's acting out, when we exposed these criminal elements, we started getting emails. As this became more and more known, this site or whatever, emails, not just from agents, provocateur, but from the actual named parents of Sandy Hook, from the actual brothers and sisters, even making phone calls. And you know, and then there's always, you know, well, how could you be so mean? One comment was one of the handlers, how could you be so mean? And shouldn't you take this site down? How could you be so cruel? These kinds of... who's cruel? You lie about children and you put faces up 2 months before with the Vimeo video of the same names. You put Robbie Parker and Victoria Soto collecting money prior to any announcement of death. And... the United Criminal Way. So who's cruel? You're using the names and faces of children to commit tyrannical acts and cruelty and to get into the pocketbooks of the people under Kenneth Feinberg's direction once again, and then to proceed to the basis for more war, for more tyranny. So you are committing the cruelty. We are exposing it. But in the process of exposing it, something happened today.
Okay.
We were attacked, as you know, by an individual by the name of Ryan Graney. Let me read you some of her words as we stood up against this tyrannical individual. Well, first of all, here it is. Guys, if you're going to hide my comments, if you're not going to let me defend, after she attacked us and assaulted us with 40 phone calls, so we make, you know, as a webmaster, we can decide whether to post her stuff at this point or not. She's throwing, sulfur on our wounds. Three guys against one girl. This is her commentary. Play nice with me, and I'll play nice with you. I believe you guys over at the company, listen to this, got a little dose the other day of what we can do when your phone started ringing off the hook. Ryan Graney. You know, she is the admitted handler for the Soto family. Now, today, I published two, documentary-oriented threads on the Sotos. One called the Fake Soto Graveyard Pictures. Not only do they desecrate the living or the faux individuals, like faux children or even living children, but they also desecrate the dead. Although there was no one dying at that event, they go into the and Photoshop pictures in graveyards around Victoria Soto's fake grave, a grave which doesn't have a gravestone, but just a bunch of silly stuff, laid down.
Mm-hmm.
So I analyzed it as a Photoshop photo and published that. Then I published another document called Donna Soto, Barack Obama, and the CBS Lying Machine. Let me repeat. Donna Soto, Barack Obama, and the CBS Lying Machine. What happened after that? An individual by the name of Robbie Bruce, who I named in one of the posts briefly, said the following at 6.05 p.m. I hope you slept well, I'm reading, up until today, because going after me and my best friend Ryan Graney, the person who attacked us and assaulted the company with 40 phone calls, was the biggest mistake you've ever made. I know where you work. I'll see you. Well, you know what? We don't care what you think or what you... I'll see you in person sooner than you'll like. See you soon.
All right. So now, would any of these dear, beloved, honest folk, would they come on the program and debate with us? And
well,
we could.
We could make that offer.
Well, I think they're well aware of that fact that we do this program and you come on the program and we're about to blow this whole thing over, the lid off this Sandy Hook worldwide. If this goes, then you know everything else goes with it.
Everything.
9/11 goes. You know, now we're talking about ex-CNN reporters that are coming out and admitting They lied about Syria. They've been lying for CNN about Iran. They've been falsifying the so-called news. And this is not an atypical situation, you see? And it comes out from behind the former Iron Curtain, you know, where CBS reporters like Amber Lyon, for instance, reveals, you know, that during her work for that network, she received orders to send false news and exclude some other stories which were, in fact, contradictory to the lies that were put out about the Middle East. Now, who are they lying for? Who are they ultimately lying for? Well, they're lying for the synagogue of Satan. And this is their father.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. This is the thing. They're lying for that, and there's proof of those lies because, you know, for example, you have Gene Rosen that is wandering around at 8:30, 9 o'clock. You have the RICO's play acting, and it's shown on helicopter photography. You have also the McDonald's who are acting, and then when they stop acting, they look at the producer, and you can hear the producer say, okay, now go into this next skit.
Right.
So, yes, that's pretty interesting,
So now, here we are now. You're actually getting some sorts of threats. Sounds to me like this is criminal activity, and something needs to be followed up here. Question is, will we be able to file some charges and get some arrests and get some investigations here to open up this whole case now?
Yeah, well, we should be filing for arrests. If we had a law enforcement agency that wasn't in the pocket of, you know, the criminals, which they've already taken care of in Connecticut, we haven't
heard a word.
I understand there might be a few whistleblowers, but we've never heard of them. We've not heard even an iota.
No, we made the appeal here on this program, and I know they're fearful because they can kill.
It would be nice if somebody even called with, let them use a voice disguiser and say it was a fake. We know for sure that there weren't any deaths. There were no detective reports. We didn't investigate anything because we didn't need to because it was a phony. And we were hurting for money. We were concerned about our pensions, whatever it is. But we have everything we've found has been, biting your fingernails, digging, and on our own, we found evidence of the actors. I'm talking about we, all the internet researchers, everybody. This show, we found evidence of, the McDonald's child not being even real. All of the pictures of Lynn and Chris McDonald. Gracie are completely fabricated. Now, that's not true of every case, but in this case, it's true. We found that Robbie Parker is tied to the DHS, the Department of Homeland Security. We found that Donna Soto, is an agent of the Department of Homeland Security and is a paid operative, which means that there couldn't be a Victoria Soto fatality. She was busy. Acting for pay for that federal agency. It was us who found by contacting the Daily Hartford Courant that, in fact, there were federal agents swarming all over Sandy Hook from about 8:30 or so, until the so-called time of the shooting.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about dozens and dozens of black vehicles with antennas. So there's no way there was a shooting, but they had to be there to micromanage every part of this scam in order for it to go through, at least to some degree.
Yeah. Again, it's the same thing with what took place on 9/11, the eve before, and the murder of O'Neill. The parallels here are just awesome. What he uncovered, what others have uncovered, is a very dangerous business. So now here we are, we're doing this, and we're exposing it before the very world for people to see and take note of. All right, come back.
Now, home more than ever. Killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Whatever needs to be done, we gotta do ourselves.
Well, we're back doing it, folks, here on RBN, Rick Adams Uncensored. And we certainly need your help to get the truth out, because now the time is apparently growing when this war campaign against all Americans, now against this whole nation, by its own leaders, by the media, by those in positions of power, is accelerating. As Dr. Kay has said, when you in the Bible it says when you wring the nose, you draw blood.
Yeah.
And this is what we're doing.
Yeah, no, that's very true. And you have to trust in God, and you can't think of anything else. And if somebody does threaten you, you just think about how big of a guy that, you know, how big.
Amen.
I mean, look at the power. In his hand, he holds more universes than you can even count.
He'll take care of it. He definitely will. And he sees all and knows all. And, you know, you don't want to be in the shoes of these people, because their days are numbered, and they're going to be uncovered, exposed, and we hope that we can be vessels of him to do that. And that's all we have to do is stand fast in this freedom, this liberty, where he's made us free, you see?
We have to give it all to him and ask his mercy, to be honest. And if we are allowed even a smidgen of his grace, it would be because he's merciful.
You know, Dr. Kay, and you know, I have to say this now, because you are really sticking your neck out on that chopping block. And there have been people, as you know, along the way, who have called the program from time to time. Very few, but we know who they are. And these people have tried to attack you, tried to attack me. And they've always come up with this idea, when all else fails, oh, he's doing it for the money. Oh, he's making money. He's doing books and everything. And here, obviously, what has taken place as of now proves quite the contrary, that this is not a profitable venture. It is a costly venture. You've had the investigators come in. You've had the IRS to deal with.
Oh, yeah.
Knowledge House Publishing. You have literally been laid prostrate, if you will, over this whole thing, because not just Sandy Hook, but 9/11.
Oh, yeah.
When you started stepping on toes and revealing the lies of 9/11 and who perpetrated it. You know, I mean, all of the powers of hell are unleashed on us.
I know.
So you have done yeoman work, and I'd like to hopefully be a part of that here. And our listeners, our audience, with God, we are a majority. That's it.
Yes, we are a super majority. And the other thing is, you know, we've proven categorically, and this is a very big thing, that Donna Soto is not the mother of any kind of a teacher that was killed, or Victoria Soto, or fatality. None of that is related to this woman.
That woman
is a mole for the federal government and therefore the Zionists. But what she did was she played a special role for Obama. And, you know, he gave her many a hug. There are many pictures of her and him embracing.
Mm-hmm.
She was an essential part of this, faking as if she had lost a daughter. Now, I don't know what could be more diabolical than that, more mean-spirited than that. So that's a definite. You know, we have the photographs of her coming out of the firehouse with the water bottle in the pocket, cell phone, and looking at her text message, very calm. Then we also have aerial photography of this individual and the purportedly Carlos Soto, if that's his name. We have photographs of those two surrounded by two TV producers who are coaching their facial expressions and their aptitudes, their behavior before the camera. That same coach was caught later right on the corner of the firehouse acting as if she was aggrieved, putting on at least six different skits for the camera, drooping all the way to the ground, with a DHS or Zionist mole holding her up. We have the photographs, we have her purse, we have her coat, we know for sure. So there were no fatalities of any kind, other than what we suspect potentially Adam Lanza and his mother, because I keep saying that no mother of any consequence would allow her son to be drugged through the mud. Remember the parable of Solomon, when two claimed the baby. Remember? Mm-hmm. He said, well, I'll just cut it in half. And the real mother said, give it to her.
That's right. And you know, folks, the amazing thing about all of this is the fact that people have raised this question. People who are basically just good, well-meaning, well-intentioned souls out there who say, but to what end, Rick? To what end would the president, the vice president, the Congress, to some extent, those in the know, the media particularly culpable in this lie? What end? What is the grand design here, Rick? What is the purpose? What is it out that they're out to do? Well, we told you right from the beginning, it's about destroying the Second Amendment, taking away the law of the land, and your God-given, not man-given, God-given right to defend yourself in his providence no matter where you are. And that is what they want,
right,
is the images, the false images, the so-called dying and crying and the carnage everywhere you go. Some numbskull will bring up those images and say, oh my, we can't allow this carnage to continue.
Right.
Oh, that's the death knell of your freedom right there.
Talmudism. Big Talmudism.
Big time Talmudic disarmament. Okay, we will come right back with Dr. K.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. heartandbody.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And we're back with Dr. K. You know, things are certainly moving, folks, at lightning speed. You remember when this man, Barry Satoro, in the White House, Obama, a.k.a. Obama, came back for his second installment in the White House, and he was installed by the same powers that be we speak about nightly. When he came back, he said that he would have an agenda, and he would move forward on that agenda as quickly as he possibly could. Now, you remember that, Dr. K. We all heard him. He said it. He said the agenda would be moving forward very quickly and that he would waste no time. Well, we had this shooting in December, and alleged shooting, you know, yeah. This staging. We had this scene. We had this drama. We had this unfold before our very eyes. And that was one of the important things that he wanted to implement on behalf of those who are his handlers. Now, we know about the Meyer-Lansky crime syndicate. Yeah. We know about the Adelsons. We know about the Annenbergs. We know about all of these criminal elites who control both media and government, AIPAC, and of course the Southern Poverty Law Center. But you just touched on it again when you mentioned Homeland Security.
Yeah,
now let's
sure.
think about that for a minute. Homeland Security was strictly the outgrowth of the attack on 9/11. If we all can admit, and no one can deny it any longer, look, when Dr. Zabrowski came out and he said it, and the Italian Prime Minister and others in the government of the United States, former NSA people, yes, that it was an Israeli attack on America. How is it that they would have created this Homeland Security Department when, in fact, they were the criminals.
That's right.
If they were the criminals, they created a department to protect us, to keep us safe. What is it they have in mind? Well, now you're seeing what it is, folks. Right here, the lockdown, the murders.
That's right.
The lies. The
DHS is a newfangled UN of the United States, a Rothschild, Rockefeller, criminal, Meyer Lansky, Kabbalist.
Yeah.
Obviously, this inane Greenberg-Wohl connection, which is an extreme obfuscator, Zionist, rabid group. That group has put together a scheme using Sandy Hook to completely conquer what remains of the United States. They are traitorous, treasonous criminals, strung up, hands to be cut off immediately, and their various collaborators and moles are becoming nervous. Now they're being exposed on the Internet. We're going to put more and more pictures. We'll find out who this Robbie Bruce is. And anyone and everyone who supports the massacre by, you know, by maliciously supporting these exposed elements, the Sotos, you know, the Sherlacks, the McDonoughs, the Ricos, and so forth, we will expose. You know, some people are caught up in this innocently. We'll try to bear carefully about that. But we think we know which ones are the agents. And the ones that... Now, we found something else out that's very important. Carly Soto, back to the Soto clan. Carly Soto is in the Bates Motel movie. One of the No Disso Info, you know, posters informed me to look at episode 2. You know, that's a very big film. It's the biggest TV movie ever for A&E. And there she is at about the 6 minute and 20 second or something like that, coming out of the corner of your eye, just after they finish with Mrs. Bates, the big star.
She's an actress.
Yeah. She's there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's her. And we'll do some facial comparison. So what was she promised? Now, that was shot in October and November and December and January. So she's got a dead sister, purportedly, a wake, a funeral, a CNN, a CBS, an ABC, and a Bates Motel, which was, by the way, shot in Vancouver, not in Connecticut, not in New York City.
Yeah, it was on location. Yep.
That's
right.
Yep. That's where they fabricated, well, that's where it happened. Now then the second thing is, and now, it's been difficult to determine who the Sotos are because of the Photoshop pictures. I don't think that's even completely determined yet. There's been some comparisons done. Some of them were wrong. Some we did that were wrong. But it's hard to tell because there's a lot of disguise going on. However, there are some definites. We should list them. Definite number one is that Nick Phelps is actually Richard Sexton. That ties him to Hollywood. So that ties him potentially to the Soto girl, right? He's an actor. He's been in screens before. Then you have Laura Phelps, who was on, you know, CNN, who isn't Laura
Phelps.
Here we
go again. Yeah,
we know. Yeah, Jennifer.
The lies of CNN.
Ties her to the Wohl family. The Wohls have a plaque in the Zionist Strip about all the money and the dedication they've given. Then you have the Sherlock woman whose face was loaned. We don't know what happened to the original Mary Sherlock. If there was one, nobody seems to know. But if there was, she wasn't used. It was a woman from the Brickell family. The Brickell family, who was a Greenberg collaborator. It has been now confirmed to be the face of Mary Sherlock. No one can doubt it. It's 1,000% the same face. 1,000%. So this means that Greenberg, there's too many ties to him. I mean, if you've got his son-in-law and his daughter, Jennifer Greenberg, and the Sherlock Bickel group, but then you have Mr. Harmon, Mr. Marshall Harmon, who we have analyzed and analyzed and analyzed and analyzed, and firmly have stated that we believe, due to the data available, that Guy Rousseau is masquerading as the purported father of Lauren Rousseau and is actually Mr. Marshall Harmon. And that has also been posted. And the dentistry, we did the dentistry analysis to the best that we can, and there's a sharp right-sided incisor that's very distinctive that's in both screens, both the Russo and Mr. Harmon. But why be surprised? They did it with the Kuwaiti incubator. They did it with the Gulf of Tonkin. They did it with the Reichstag. They did it in, where was it? They assassinated that chap and inflamed the Serbia or whatever it was in World War One.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They did it with JFK. They did it with the moon landing. And now they did it again. They did it with 9-1-1. But they killed people on 9-1-1. Yeah.
Walter Duranty did it for the New York Times in Soviet Bolshevik Russia. You know, and Herbert Matthews did it in the 50s, and lies upon lies upon lies, and, you know, eventually the truth comes out, but who cares? You know, they say, well, you know, we still sell newspapers, though they're much fewer. You know, we still have people watching us and believing us, because we know the attention span of the American public is so small, so tiny, that we can just continue to roll all over the dumb goy.
Yeah.
And that is exactly what they do, roll all over the dumb goy. They feel you're so stupid, you're so dumb, you're easily controllable. The synagogue of Satan says we can do whatever it is we want. And they do. And you know, we're already planning the next war right now. We're taking you to war, whether you like it or not. Warburg said you will have world government, whether by conquest or by consent. This is pretty braggadocious stuff,
I
have to admit.
And look how they are. As they get exposed for their terminal lies and their filthy obfuscation and criminality, they start flying jets all over the place. And, you know, boistering and blustering, wasting gasoline, threats of war and war.
Yeah.
Just to cover their miserable, filthy
trail. Distractions are everywhere now with the North Korean situation, and that's nothing more than a ruse. We know that. And we know also there are many hot spots now and issues that are, you know, are occupying center stage, you know, and we have the McClellan killing, you know, the murder there of the district attorney in Texas, and you know how they're trying, like the Dickens, the media are trying, and they you know, to tie it into some white supremacist movement, some domestic patriotic terror network in the United States. Now, that was the goal of Homeland Security right from the beginning. As you remember, they were warning us. The ADL came out and told the American public how dangerous these right-wingers are, these super patriots are. They're telling the American people that they should watch out for these gun grabbers and these Zionists that are taking us to war. Why, that's terrible, folks. That's the extremists. You have to do something about them before they take over America. And all the while, it's they who have taken over America, you see?
Yeah.
This is how diabolical the mind of Cain's seed line is right down to the present, you see?
Absolutely.
This is what it says in the scriptures, yes.
Yeah, the scriptures are
true. And I believe every word of it. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Absolutely true. Absolutely.
Now, we have
true.
Calls, Dr. K, who do want to talk to us about this.
Yeah, just one quick note.
Go right ahead.
Yeah, we can't forget anything. They always say that we will not forget. This, we put the pressure on massively and expose these criminals for everything that they are. Go ahead, then.
Yes. All right, folks. We don't have more than the hour, so let's bring them up, okay? 800-313-9443. And let me see who we have first. Jeff in Vermont is first. Jeff.
Hey, Rick. How you doing? I just want to thank you. I've been listening to you for a long time, and I don't agree with on everything, but I do agree with you on this. I just want to say Jewish lawmakers represent Emanuel Sellers, Howard Betzman, Carol Levin, Thomas Lantos, Alan Spector, Charles Schumer, Frank Lautenberg, Robert Boxer, Herbert Kohl, Dianne Feinstein, Jared Nadler, Stephen Rothman. They have all written, introduced, or sponsored gun legislation.
Yes.
I really think, you know, I look at it, and they're only 2% of the U.S. population. They control so much facets of American policy. And actually, I think the white people in this, 91% of all guns are owned by white people that are registered. I mean, in Vermont, we don't have to register our firearms, so no firearm is registered in the state.
Not yet.
Not yet, but it's coming. But I'm just saying, like, it's actually, I think the white people have been generally nice to these Jews. You know, we haven't been mean to these people, and they want to take all our rights away from us. I mean, I know it's in their head that they don't like white people. I think it's quite evident and it's quite obvious, but, you know, I think with all these Mexicans, I mean, coming in here and, you know, the blacks of the minority, this isn't becoming a white country anymore. And what's your opinion on this? They want to lower the standard of white people not owning guns.
Well, there is a war going on, and it is against America, and they do hate the seed of Abraham. They hate Jacob. You know, they hate this whole true Jacob Israel. They want to destroy it, and that's their job, is to destroy what's left of our borders, to destroy what's left of the soul of America. You know, Jeff, I talked about it last week when I mentioned how the internal demoralization of a nation is absolutely imperative in order for you to destroy the host. And that's how the parasite works. The parasites eat away at the host, and they're doing it by demoralizing us, by making us insecure, by taking away our freedom. They're denuding us with Talmud vision, Hollywood, like Dr. Kay says. They're doing it through the movies, through the media, and it sinks in. It just penetrates the mind.
One of the reasons for the Hispanic influx is because of the corporate America, the consumerism. And, yeah, there's been some destabilization attempts from, you know, not just the gun or the grabbing, but this border thing. So, it's the same cast of characters that's involved with that.
When we're gone, like, this is the question I'm going to ask you guys, and I'll hang up. But when they can't feed off the white people and parasite off the host, which is the European American that's moved to this country and made it what it is. You can't deny that. That's not even open for debate. The white people made this country, and, you know, what are they going to do after they can't host off the white people, after this country is gone? Where are they going to go?
I don't know. I mean, it's obviously that the people are being targeted. The blacks have been a target in their own way and undermining
them. They pit one against another, and this is how they operate. Look at what they just did to Cyprus, where you have the president of Cyprus very quietly packing away money, taking the money, his money, and transferring 10 million plus of it to his London bank account before the deposits were seized.
Yeah.
This is insider knowledge. This is how they operate in Europe, and they're doing it here.
And I must say that blacks and whites built the country, mind you. Thank you for your call.
90% of the
population. They were enslaved.
I understand.
We have to run, though.
Listen, thanks for your call, Jeff from Vermont.
We've heard from
Jeff before, but for time's sake, we have to move along. Let's take Kathy here in, I'm not sure where she is, but Kathy, you're up on the program.
Hello.
Hi, yes,
there.
Kathy.
Hi, I have a question two questions for Dr. Kay. The first is, there's a website called, it's called YOY, but it's like Y-O, like the letters Y-O-Y and then 50.wordpress.com. And on there, there's an article, it's entitled, I think it's Paul Joseph Watson from Prison Planet, his face morphs too. And you can see Paul Joseph Watson, his eyes goes black, okay?
Uh-huh.
And there's another picture of Alex Jones with slitty reptile eyes. Now, I was wondering if I know that Dr. K works with a Photoshop expert, would he be able to look at these photos and examine them?
Yeah, they would probably be Photoshop. I mean, I can't say, but if Alex Jones looks dramatically different in those, then someone was messing with that.
Yeah, I can't.
Just, you know, eyes slit down, that could be a personality trait. But if there's dramatic difference, that usually means manipulation. And it's usually subtle. But when you see it in a big way, then you know something's wrong.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
There's disinformation, you know, like, the World Trade Center was blown up by space rays, you know, Judy Woods. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff that is, like, set out there.
What else did you have? Okay, would they be able to look and see and if that's Photoshop?
Send me the link. DrKResearch@hotmail.com. I'll look at it for you.
Okay. And also, I was wondering, what do you think of Ed Sciarrini? He is at WellAware1.com, and a lot of his work is very similar to yours, only his is very extreme, and you can tell it's like disinfo because he says, for example, that the Queen of England is Lucille Ball.
Okay? Yeah, yeah,
like
he says, he's got huge, huge evidence against himself as being a controlled opposition man, and, you know, putting Mr. Nasrallah with somebody and then trying to say somebody was imitating bin Laden. I mean, it doesn't even look right from a distance.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've made some mistakes, but they were close assessments.
Yeah,
so
but
when you do an investigation, you always, always update your investigation.
Yeah.
That's what a good policeman does.
Yeah,
so.
And Cerini's he's got to be disinfo, because how could you say that? He's done some things correct, though, you know.
All right, Kathy, thank you for your call. We'll come back with Tom up next right here on RBN, Rick Adams Uncensored.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
The New World Order Thought Police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back now in the final few moments of the program. I want to bring up a couple of calls. First, Tom in Brooklyn. Hello, Tom. Come on up. Tom dropped. Okay. How about Jim? Jim in New York City. He's there.
Rick, Dr. King, how are you?
Oh, doing great, Jim. How about you? How you been doing?
Yeah, looking for a job.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, you know, any place to be unemployed in New York is not a bad place. So.
Well, you know, they're looking for new undertakers in Connecticut, I understand. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Your new skill. Hey, you know, guys, excellent work. You're these every week or so that you do this broadcast. But have you ever heard of a guy named Steve or Dr. Steve Pazniak, I think his name is?
How do you spell the last name?
It's spelled P like Paul, I E, C like cat, Z E N I K.
Okay.
He used to be at the State Department with many administrations, and he also helped to write Tom Clancy's book.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, okay. All right,
yeah,
I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
He was on Alex Jones today, and he was completely right with you on the Sandy Hook thing. He said, nothing happened.
Really?
So, you know, it's got, yeah.
Did he name the real perpetrator? That's the question I have to ask you.
Let me think.
Well, I mean, is he leading all roads to Jerusalem? That's what I need to know.
On this particular matter, I don't think he's gone that far yet.
No.
Although,
what
no.
did he say about, did he say that the children, nobody, that they didn't get killed or that it's a...
Yeah, he said that. No, he said it's a complete hoax.
Okay.
And so you know, it's like, hey,
well, Alex Jones has to do some damage control now.
Oh boy, he's got a lot of catching up to do.
He's
been sitting on the sidelines.
On
yep.
Yeah. So you know, hey, it's catching on.
I thank you, people like yourselves, for reporting all of this, bringing it to my attention, and Dr. Kay's, because this is why the attacks are coming forward, you see?
Yeah.
It's making the world, and it's getting out, and this could be their undoing.
Yeah, it has to be.
He said that this could be the end of the false flag, because they're just not working anymore.
Yeah. Well, that's our hope, is to stop these you know, insidious threats for war and all that. Yeah.
Very
thank
good.
Thank you for calling and reporting that.
Yes,
very
thank
good
you.
Know.
Thank you, Jim, for bringing that to our attention. Well, as we come to the end again, a couple of moments left, Dr. K. Every day, new attacks. Go to the website, folks, www.nodisinfo.com. NoDisinfo.com. One word, disinfo. Okay? And that's where you're reading it. That's what you're seeing. The attacks take place because even though, Dr. K, you know, as a good investigator, you follow leads, some of them turn out to be dead ends, the picture begins to emerge of the real perpetrators now. And now you've got enough evidence there to convict somebody of massive fraud. And I believe now we're dealing with threats. So we're dealing here with intimidation and threats that need to be addressed.
Yeah, I'm going to give that to a powerful attorney and tell him it's not just a threat, it's a physical threat. But let me say, nobody has provided evidence to this site to counter any of our big findings. Just
that's the key point.
At everybody, you know?
That's it. You see, they're running scared. And, boy, I'll tell you, they need to be frightened. Dr. Kate, thank you again.
You bet you. God bless you.
All right. God bless. Folks, we did it again. I didn't expect this call, but it came in. We're going to have another special Thursday night with the Bible Gang, so you stay with us. Tomorrow night, Lord willing, we'll be back. Rick Adams, good night.